From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kiana Fernandez. It's Municipal Election Day, and polls are open until 7 tonight. Municipal elections are centered on local government. Ballots include officials running for various local offices, as well as ballot measures that require the public's vote. Voters must be registered and must present a form of valid ID. If voters do not have a valid ID, they can file a provisional ballot, and the vote will count if the signature matches what is on file. Voters throughout Missouri can find their polling place and learn about what's on the ballot using the voter guide on KBIA.org. Hog prices have started to stabilize after one of the worst years on record. As Harvest Public Media's Sheila Brummer reports, even though agricultural experts predict a turnaround this year, producers aren't in the clear yet.
Carla Coy and her husband own a hog confinement in Sioux County, Iowa, where they feed 2,200 head of hogs at a time.
It's just hit and miss. There's good days and there's bad days.
Iowa State University economist Lee Schultz says on average in 2023, the cost to raise one hog put producers $32 in the red. It's now about break even after a notable rally in hog prices since the beginning of the year.
Cautiously optimistic, but certainly some challenges ahead.
Schultz says inflation has fueled higher production costs, including labor, energy, and interest rates. Other experts say new rules around the amount of space breeding pigs must have are also costing producers more. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Sheila Brummer.
Model Carly Kloss helped collect signatures in Creve Coeur Monday to help the Missourians for Constitutional Freedom Initiative, which seeks to restore reproductive rights for women. The Webster Groves native told St. Louis Public Radio she's willing to help to legalize abortion up to fetal viability. Kloss says she's been involved in abortion rights advocacy for years, including providing financial and organizational support for small abortion clinics.
It's devastating to me the reality of what is happening and how it has become so politicized, because to me this is a conversation that belongs between an individual and their physician and an individual and their loved ones.
Backers of the abortion initiative petition need roughly 171,000 signatures by early May to ensure the measure. Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Rowden, Republican from Columbia, is pushing for charter schools in Boone County during his last session before retiring from Missouri politics. The Missouri Independent reports that Rowden, who has represented Columbia since being elected to the House in 2012, has long called himself a supporter of education reform. Bringing charter schools to Boone County would be an expansion of the tax credit scholarships for private school tuition. Rowden is in support of enlarging the program. However, all but one of Boone County's superintendents wrote that lawmakers should instead focus on funding public schools in a letter earlier this month. I'm Kiana Fernandez, KBIA News, Columbia.